heard about dance as ritual, let's explore another intersection of art and spirituality, this time in the religion of Islam. Islam has a rich artistic heritage of architecture, design, music, painting, and poetry. Muslim poets like Rumi and Hafiz are famous for a depth and beauty that defies time. Today, that poetic tradition is still strong in perhaps what many may consider an unlikely place, urban America, through the genre of hip-hop. Artists like Yasiin Bey, known as Mos Def, Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest, and Lupe Fiasco all identify as Muslim hip-hop artists. Their music mostly veers away from rap themes of braggadocio, girls, or money. They instead talk about personal reflection, faith, family, politics, and social justice issues. The Bay Area boasts many Muslim hip-hop artists, including San Jose rapper Tyson Amir. We'll get to know him and know how his faith informs his music in this edition of Bay Area Beats. This is my purpose. As long as your brother's upon the surface, I'm on my shit, you're working. That's from birth to the dirt. And this my purpose. As long as your brother's upon the surface, I'm on my shit, you're working. That's from birth to the dirt. And this my purpose.
In early age, I was influenced by the different religious traditions that I saw around me. I grew up in a very diverse community. In San Jose, I had Vietnamese friends, I had Filipino friends, I had, you know, a lot of different Latino friends, I had friends that came from various parts of the African continent, and so I was exposed to a lot of different religious traditions, Islam, Buddhism, I had some friends who were Jains, Sikhs, I had friends who were, of course, various parts of the Christian spectrum, Catholic, Protestant, and all different denominations of Protestantism, and I was just fascinated by all of it. But what resonated with me, primarily because of the historical tradition that I inherited from my parents, which was more of a black nationalist from the civil rights movement, was Islam. I was influenced by the Nation of Islam. Even though I did not adopt that, still the manners, the mores of the people of the Nation of Islam really resonated with me somehow, some way. And it attracted an ear, it attracted my eye, and you know, if we're talking like spiritually, it attracted my heart. I'm on my shit, you're working, that's from birth to the dirt. Friend is my purpose. As long as your brother's upon the surface, I'm on my shit, you're working, that's from birth to the dirt. Friends, I like the idea of connection. So in Islam, there's the concept of the unity of God, Tawheed. You know, like God is one. Like Islam is real strict on its monotheism, right? But in that idea, if there's one creator, the creation is also part of that initial act of creation. So it's all connected. I love that idea. And then even stepping out of the monotheistic paradigm and going to like the Eastern traditions, like with Hinduism, the concept of Brahman, like Brahman, and how everything is connected through that. All is one. And like, I want my music to call to that because I want my music to be able to touch all people. So let's go ahead and give the people Karma of the Streets. It's the karma of the streets, the tragedy, the comedy, the drama of my peeps, the victims of economy, the slave traders' colony. So follow me as we wander free through the karma of the streets.
It's the karma of the streets, the tragedy, the comedy, the drama of my peeps, the victims of economy, the slave traders' colony. So follow me as we wander free. Karma of the streets, it's the karma of the streets, the tragedy, the comedy, the drama of my peace, the victims of the economy, the slave traders' colony, so follow me as we bond the free.
I try to talk about hope, because I need to be hopeful to survive. I talk about love. Love is the foundation of any revolutionary movement. You can't be a revolutionary and just be bloodthirsty or just want change without that being motivated by love. You have to be able to see people and want to help people.
Yes. The boy on beats with the Blastmaster Tyson.
This song is Remember from the album Purpose. And so talk about like my history and my upbringing as an artist, and then also my family. So those elements are focused on prominently in the song, and I think, you know, folks will enjoy it. I talk about struggle because the struggle is very real for a lot of people throughout the world, especially in the American context. So I want people to be able to hear that. I want people to be able to hear the process or the journey of trying to find balance and peace. We're deeper than just the physical material around us. There's a spiritual essence to us. So I want people to be able to hear that in the music and connect to that. It's a very multi-dimensional experience that I try to articulate. It's the mind, it's the body, it's the soul, it's the heart, it's the people around you. It's trying to defeat the ego and the appetites of the desires, like just trying to find a middle way to be able to live peacefully in the world and make a positive contribution. I think my music tries to speak to that. Tupac Shakur's, it was keep your head up, B-side till I get around. Digital underground, me and my boys, we would sit around, dreaming and selling our shows and rocking every crowd, man. Those was the days. I remember when they say, y'all ain't gonna make it songs, won't get played, you ain't no gangster.